in the small city of Fort Morgan, Colorado. 33-year-old Veronica delicately stacks cans of food into her shopping cart at the local food pantry. She says this pantry has lots of options and helps her keep food on the table.
Leche, huevos, también llevo frutas, verduras.
She shows me her cart piled high with eggs, milk, fruits, and vegetables, enough food to last about a week.
Somos siete de familia y a veces no me alcanza.
Veronica asked not to be identified by her full name due to the sensitive nature of this topic. SNAP, also known as food stamps, helps her feed her five young children, though it's not always enough. That's why today she's at this pantry called Rising Up. Food pantries may become increasingly important to immigrant communities across the country. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says about 4 million children who are citizens but whose parents are unauthorized immigrants receive SNAP benefits. Their parents are not eligible without some form of legal status. Advocates say families with unauthorized immigrants are wary to share information with a government agency in order to enroll in SNAP.
Hola, mi nombre es Anya. Gracias por llamar a Colorado Sin Hambre. ¿Cómo le puedo ayudar?
Anya Rose helps run Hunger Free Colorado's food resource hotline. She talks with unauthorized immigrants every day.
I think that we are seeing more people afraid to apply for food stamps or deciding not to recertify or ending their benefits, even though they might be eligible.
Rose says the Trump administration, which supports policies targeting unauthorized immigrants, has stoked fear among families. They worry their personal information could be shared with other government agencies like Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Rose tells them their SNAP application is confidential and that these benefits will ensure they don't go hungry. But some families won't risk it.
They might say, I hear you, but I'm just not going to engage with this. It doesn't make sense for me and my family.
In the meantime, Rose refers them to local food pantries, like Rising Up.
Lots of times we see people that are just trying to get started and to get by, and so that's where we try to help them.
Pam Hernandez is the director and says the pantry serves 300 families a year, and many come to the area to work at a factory, like the Cargill meatpacking plant. She says the majority of people who come in are also on SNAP, and although clients are asked for proof of local residence, she's not worried whether they're authorized to live in the U.S.
The thing is, if you're hungry, we're here to help you.
After 49-year-old Aurelia lost her job in January, she started shopping at the pantry. She's also on SNAP and volunteers here to satisfy some of the program's work requirements. She asked that we not use her full name because she has relatives who are unauthorized immigrants. Aurelia knows of many families who would rather go hungry than take the risk of signing up for SNAP.
Sí, muchas veces sí pasa eso.
Like many pantries, Rising Up doesn't track how many clients are unauthorized immigrants. Hernandez suspects they don't get very many, but...
We always make it a point to let people know that it's not all about the paperwork.
She's confident that if families need help, they'll feel safe coming here. Aurelia has lived in this community for 22 years and says the unauthorized immigrant population has feared deportation before, like during a raid at a dairy here 7 years ago.
Sí, hay temor, claro que hay temor en toda la comunidad, ¿verdad? Pero...
But Aurelia says she and other immigrants came here to work, and they're not going anywhere. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.